Our next presentation is a discussion. It is discovery best practices and a view from the bench. And joining us are Shelley Greco and Judge Daryl Moore. Shelley Greco is a plaintiff's personal injury lawyer in Dallas. She has been practicing in plaintiff's practice for 19 years. Before that, she was in defense practice for about 6 years. She focuses on truck wrecks and catastrophic car wreck cases. She is a graduate of the Texas Tech Law School, where she is a member of the Board of Barristers. Get your guns up. She's board certified in personal injury child law. She is a graduate of Trial Lawyers College and a member of the Association of Truck Accident Attorneys, as well as Texas Trial Lawyers Association. So welcome, Shelley. Judge Daryl Moore is the former judge of the 133rd District Court in Harris County, Texas. He is currently of counsel for Ahmad Savastanos and Mensing, also known as AZA. He provides trial and appellate support for AZA's trial and appellate practice. He also arbitrates and is on the national roster of arbitrators for the American Arbitration Association. Before becoming a judge, Judge Moore did trial and appellate work on both sides and in both state and federal courts. He's prosecuted more than 100 appeals, and in one day in 2021, he argued two cases back-to-back in the Texas Supreme Court and won both of them. He's board certified in civil appellate law. He is currently the president of Texas Association of Civil Trial and Appellate Specialists. He also received the Trial Judge of the Year Award, and there's a lot of other stuff I'm going to say I could say here, but Judge Moore was one of the best judges we had in Harris County. He's one of the smartest folks I know, and was it the Love Court that you had? How many weddings did you officiate? Hundreds of weddings, but we're going to get
part of the job.
We had Judge Moore, and are honored to have Judge Moore here, who can be a little more candid about the view from the bench. Sometimes when we have sitting judges on our panels, they're constrained on what they can say, but Judge Moore has agreed to take the shackles off us and tell us everything. Thank you all very much. Welcome Shelley Greco and Judge Moore.
All right, well, we want this talk to be really practical nuts and bolts. So I saw there were lots of folks that have been practicing for a while, so I hope it's not somewhat too basic. We're going to try to cover things, but we really want to encourage you, if you've got questions or things that you want to have, that this be a discussion to the extent that it can be. And then we'll hopefully give something for everyone so that you can walk away with something you can up your practice with. So I'm going to start with kind of the basics of try not to assume opposing counsel is the enemy when you first get that case. I know it's hard because in car wrecks, we often are seeing the same counsel on the other side and you have a history with that person. But I think it's always kind of good before you start the discovery process to take a deep breath, and maybe you're never going to want to get a beer with this person, but at least try not to think of them as the enemy, so that you can have effective and efficient discovery if you can start with a clean slate. So just a reminder there. And then we always start discovery off with disclosures. As you know, under the new rules, you do not have to be sent a request for disclosure. That doesn't have to be in the petition any longer. Everyone, plaintiff and defendant, is required, without awaiting a discovery request, to provide disclosures within 30 days of the answer. And go ahead, Judge.
I think the one thing that's critical, and you're going to see it, this term is pervasive in the rules, complete and correct, complete and correct, complete and correct at the time. And so the view from the bench is gamesmanship and disclosures. People don't fully disclose what they know when they have it. Which I understand advocacy. I think we all get advocacy on the bench. But The problem with that becomes when you don't disclose when you do know. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the implications of not complete and correct disclosures with regard to 194 and experts when you start to get to trial and people start talking about opinions and damage methodologies and calculations and how that can sort of bite you in the rear end.